Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Off the Field Podcast. It is I, Mobilecito, with the man, the myth, the legend, Austin Kleschka. How are we doing, man?
I'm doing solid. The heat just continues to destroy us.
The heat, not only the heat, Texas as well, 7-3 right now.
Oh, yeah, the Angels game. You know, if you're loyal to the podcast, we always have something on mute behind the camera.
Of course.
Today, it is the Angel game, and as always, we're losing.
I last left off at 3-2, and I think when you had...
When you got here I went downstairs, it was 3-2. And by the time we hit record, it was...
7-3.
Ridiculous.
You know what? I'm hoping to at least try to come back. I'm going to say the final score is probably going to be like 5-7. I think we'll probably get like...
We do that a lot. We fight, but we don't fight enough.
See, that's what I'm saying.
And also, you're listening to this episode a lot earlier if you are... keeping up with the Instagram and the notifications and us just trying to build a community with all of you.
Spicing it up a bit, you know?
We asked last week at the very end of the episode if you guys want earlier episodes, talking like 7 a.m. That's when I'm going to post it this week, the audio and the video version. Yeah. And then now this will be the first time we are posting earlier episodes. So let us know in the comments what you think of that. Do you prefer that? A majority of the people did. Yeah. Like, if I go and look at the poll that I posted on the OTF official Instagram.
Make sure you guys are subscribed and following that.
Currently, the vote is 90% of people say yes.
Yeah, because I mean, what? It'll be 7 Pacific, so 7 here.
10 a.m. Eastern.
And then...
And everything else in between that.
To my listeners in Spain and France, do not fret. We'll be a little earlier.
Oh, if we're talking about across the world, then that's a completely different story.
A lot of people, yeah.
But we got an intro to hit because we forget to hit it all the time. So here we go.
Let it bang. Being podcast, here we go.
Yeah.
We're Smitey and Mo, but we run the show.
Mama.
All right, join the fun. Let's have some fun. Off the field.
Episode number 76.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
Makes me feel very independent. You know, because 1776.
You know, we just passed 4th of July, guys. And I've never felt more free than today.
We didn't even talk about it.
Well, hopefully everybody had a good 4th of July and all of your thumbs fingers still work. Because I'll say this, at least in my area around, brother, everybody caught a tree on fire. There were so many trees burning. I'll just kind of say the area where I'm like kind of around, like the Tustin-ish, Costa Mesa-ish kind of spot. I'll say that.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of trees were going up in flames.
Yeah, that'll happen if you're not responsible.
By the way, was it just me or did everybody get like M80s this year?
That's everybody, the big stadium fireworks, right?
I don't know anything about fireworks. I never bought. The most I ever bought was like those green ones that just kind of blew up and like the smoke bombs.
I just rely on other people near me to light off those big ones so I can go wow.
Every time you go to a shindig or like a little siesta, there's always going to be like a little...
No matter what, somebody in my area is dumber than me and buys them. And they can face the potential threat of arrest and losing fingers.
So I was going to say, growing up, did you have fireworks at all? I figured probably not.
No. But there's always like a neighbor, like either on the other side of the street or a couple houses down that would buy the big ones. And we're like, all right, you do it. We're close enough. Like, I can see it.
My mom would always take us to go see the fireworks outside of Disneyland. She's like, you might as well see the show out here. I'm like, all right, cool.
I feel like the Disney fireworks on 4th of July, though, are kind of pointless.
I mean, yeah. I mean, some of the fireworks are just pointless because the animations are within the park. Mm-hmm. I'll say that. But, I mean, it's a good time. Why not? There's surprisingly, do it next year for anybody in the SoCal area. Line up off of Ball Road.
Ball Road?
Yeah, it's like, I think it's Ball Road and Harbor. Like, mm-hmm. Right by the McDonald's. That's right there by the Pirate, like, hotel.
Sure.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
I mean, I know Ball Road, but and Harbor.
Right around there.
Yeah, but you are not going to be here next week.
No, guys. I'm leaving. This is my final episode. My haters, I was kidding. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, I am not going to be here next week, guys. Mm-hmm. I am going to go for training for my work. Yep. I'm actually going to Detroit.
Yeah. Pretty bad timing for the baseball season, though.
Really bad, because I'm going to land before. I'm pretty sure I will.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm landing day of Home Run Derby.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, you won't be able to see a Tigers game. Just because it's all of All-Star Week is when they're sending you.
And then right before, I think on Sunday, they play the Dodgers.
They do. So if they were to just send you like a little earlier, then you could potentially see a Tigers game.
That'd be sick, but I wonder if I would have even made it. Say I get like a, no, I mean, like a 5 a.m. flight. I probably wouldn't have.
I mean, you're there for a week, right?
Yeah, so I'm flying in Monday and I'm actually leaving Friday.
So
realistically, I'm there about 3 days.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's not much, to be honest.
Oh, I thought you were there a lot longer.
So I think what's going to happen, though, is when I land is going to be like a free day.
Okay, I was going to say, do they expect you every single day to be doing something for the work?
Oh, well, yeah, I'm going to have to be doing my workload no matter what. But I think the morning of, obviously, when I'm leaving, I'm probably not. I mean, I doubt I'm going to go show up to the office.
So you have some free time.
Yeah.
Like, how long are they expecting you each day to actually do something for the job?
You know what? I'm hoping it's like 7-ish hours. Hopefully they're not listening. But I'm pretty sure I'm going to be working like a full 8.
Okay.
Yeah. So I mean, I'll have some time after work, which, oh yeah, I'm going to be a bit of a vago.
So that's what I want to ask our audience, is to give you some suggestions in the Detroit area.
Everybody, let me know. I'm wild. I'll go out on a Tuesday. I don't care.
I mean, my head always is sports driven. So even though the Tigers aren't in town, maybe you could do a Comerica Park tour.
That'd be nice.
Potentially.
Even just get like a hat out there.
Yeah, something. I'm sure a team store will be open. Yeah. They always are.
I should bring back a Dodge Challenger too.
But have you thought about anything? Oh, yeah. It's like Motor City. Yeah. You're a big car guy.
So one of the things I really want to do, but I don't think I have time for, is I believe it's the Henry Ford Museum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want to go there, but I think by the time I'd be getting out of work, it would be closing up or it would already be closed.
Damn, that sucks.
So, I mean, I'll figure something out. I mean, I do want to check out something car related. I'll do my research, see what's up. But, I mean, let's not be mistaken. I'm trying to eat.
Yeah, I was literally about to say too, obviously there's like excursions and stuff, but like you're always going to have time for dinner.
Oh yeah.
So whatever the best food spots are in Detroit, let him know. Leave it in the comments. Know. You can Instagram him. Who says it like that? You can DM him. His Instagram is
Instagram him.
His Instagram is in the description. Both of ours are in every single episode we post. So let him know. Give him those suggestions for food.
Do you remember any spots when you were there? At all?
No. I remember going to a Tigers game. I remember going to, I don't remember what it was called, but it basically was like the Detroit Projects. And it was a whole neighborhood that was turned into art, basically.
Oh, I think my job, dude, Shorty's going to ooze over this. I'm not kidding. Mm. I think my job is like 20 minutes away from 8 Mile.
Really?
Yeah, like 15, 20.
I saw freeway signs of it. It said 8 Mile.
You're probably close by. I mean, I think it's more southbound from where I'm going to be at.
Yeah, I didn't go there. But continuing on the topic of travel, our Cleveland trip, which is coming up in about a month, we could potentially be playing softball out there. Normally, I would love to play softball anytime I travel anywhere. It's not always the easiest thing to do, but we kind of have a hookup this time, so it's looking very likely. Content creator friend of mine, Scarlett, a.k.a. Scarlett, VTuber, I met her earlier this year, and she lives out there in Ohio, and she DM'd me saying, do we want to play softball? She said they got softballs, a field, and bats.
Right on.
And then about like 14 people already. So I was like, well, shit, I mean, if it fits that much of a cakewalk, why not?
Sounds like it'd be fun. I mean, I'm pretty sure I'll be back in commission by the time. I mean, I'm supposed to be playing again by like early August, hopefully. But I mean, I'll risk it for the biscuit. Why not? I'll play like right field or something.
Well, that's past early August.
No, I know it's coming up, obviously, past August. Yeah. But I'm still like, I'm a little hesitant, bro.
Oh, you scared?
A little bit. Because it's like, you're supposed to be working back into it, but it hurts a little bit. It just never stops, and it's annoying. Especially since when like you can do perfect things with one, and the other one you're like a little can't hit it.
But I think we're gonna do that. So if you are in the Cleveland area, we probably will be playing softball. August 10th, around like 10 a.m. That's just the first information that I came up with and what I think would be the most possible for all of us during our trip. I ran it by Scarlett. She likes that. So I think we're going to do it. I think it's going to happen. We're going to have a softball game out there in Cleveland. So if you want to play, I'll be posting all kinds of stuff about it on Instagram as well. And for everybody listening right now, tell your friends, gather the family, drive on over. I'll eventually tell you what field, all that stuff.
Let's have a ball, guys.
Yeah.
Let's just have some fun.
I think it'd be dope to be able to travel and have a softball game. So, yeah, there you go. And then me and Moba will be captains, obviously. It'll be a little OTF battle.
I will defeat Austin Kleschka with whatever it takes.
He's just yapping over there.
I will gather all the Ohioans. I don't know what they're called.
Ohioans? I don't know.
I think Ohioans.
I didn't believe they were real for 25 years of my life. So.
I'm still thinking that we're going to land on a piece of dirt. I don't feel like it's real.
And continuing on the topic of softball, a fan game. Obviously, we just talked about this one in Cleveland, but that's not what I'm talking about.
This, you've been brewing behind the scenes, right, with another softball player?
Yes, Fernando and I have been discussing having a fan game. Fernando and I have done this before many years ago. We called it Let the Kids Play.
That popped off, too.
Fernando posted the first one, and then we filmed the second one, and he never posted it. So technically, this is the third one, but it would be the first one done on my channel. And we're trying to make it happen. So like I said, we got a pretty good setup for Cleveland. Surprisingly, back home, not that easy. We don't have a guaranteed field.
It's pretty hard to come by around here.
But we're trying our best to find one. We want to do it in July. So hopefully we will get it done. Hopefully we will find that. Because I won't be here all of August. So I'm gone like pretty much all of August. And yeah, so we want to make that happen. So for all the California peeps that are listening, there's some information for you about us trying to do a softball game. If you can help us with a field,
let us know who you want to come to. Yeah. We'll try to get them to come by. I mean, we can bring Cap.
We're trying Poppy to do Cap, it on like anybody. The most like friendly day for everybody.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of people will just be like, oh, can't make it. Like if it's on like just a bad day.
Yeah.
So we're thinking Sunday. But those are also pretty hard to do just because of men's leagues. But in parks, you know, just reserving, like, it's hard to do it so quickly to find a reservation. But if you know a field that we'd be able to play on, DM me because we're really trying to make this happen. Fernando and I have been talking about it for about a month now. And another softball-related topic, this little thing right here.
Show the people.
We got a new softball bat.
Woo! Still wrapped, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I'm not unwrapping it until I bring it out there for the first time.
I think we should hit it with the wrapper on.
Nah. But Cisco opened our eyes to this type of bat.
Thank you, Cisco, for that beautiful cotton candy bat.
Yes, softball. Sir. There is a cotton candy blue and pink bat that Cisco brings. I'm in love with that bat. I don't know what it is, but the ball just comes off different from that bat, and I don't know how everybody has not caught on to that. Mobo and I were fully aware. I've been fully aware. It just flies different. And
so sick. It's so I will say this. I mean, obviously we've used the cotton candy one prior. This one feels heavier for some reason.
It might be.
Just a
tad. It's 27 ounces.
It's not much.
Yeah. But I hope this has the same effect. Because after the game, our most recent one, I asked Cisco, I said, hey, send me the link to that thing because my hits are different when I use that bat. And he sent it to me. He told me the one he brings is old and he just sent me the newer model. And it was like black and it had pink and blue.
Again, Amazon or Dick's?
Neither. Neither. it was from Louisville Slugger.
Oh, their right website there. Directly.
Something slow pitch or something like that.
Nice.
And I was like, all right, cool. I didn't really like the colorway, but I kept seeing ads for all kinds of colors. So I was like, okay, where are these other ones?
Yeah.
So I found this one, and I made sure. I didn't just buy it like, ooh, other color. And then I texted Cisco. I said, is it the same one?
Yeah.
Just a different color. And he's like, yeah, same specs, everything. And I'm like, all right, cool. I'm going to get this one then. So I haven't used it at all yet. I've only held it in my hands and pretended to hit a softball. But
I will say this. I didn't tell you earlier. Did you pick it purposely on this colorway because of Homelander?
No.
It's very Homelander. It's a Homelander bet.
Art said that too.
It is. What do you want me to say?
So I picked it just because I really like the colors. Gold, red, blue.
Homelander bet.
But you got to think Spidey. So obviously I had my Spidey run. We got the Spidey bat. The first ever glove was Spidey, red and blue.
Okay.
Then we had the Venom run, the black glove. I haven't bought a Venom bat, which funny, there is a Venom bat out there.
I'm surprised you haven't.
I don't know. But then when I bought this one, I looked at it a little more. You remember Iron Spider from Infinity War when Tony Stark gives him the...
Yeah, the metallic suit, yeah.
That's what it kind of reminds me of.
I'm going to fact check that right now for myself.
All right, go ahead. It's got that like gold that Iron Spider suit has, and I cannot wait to use this one. As long as it performs as well as the one Cisco brings, then I think we're good. And like I said, I make sure I ran everything by Cisco before I bought this one.
I mean, you just gotta. Cisco's the master with bats.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I see it.
Yeah. So I'm deeming it the Iron Spider bat.
I'm going to call it Homelander.
No, it's Iron Spider.
We are through the six people, and it is still 7-3 for those Angel fans.
Yeah, of course. Well, speaking of Angels, MLB, and professional baseball, yeah. The All-Star Game rosters were revealed completely.
It is right around the corner.
We got the starters, we got the reserves, and we got the pitchers. So, obviously, with that, there's going to be some snubs, unfortunately.
Big snubs.
And I think y'all know where I'm going with this one, because I was pushing for him to make the All-Star team, and I still hope he does, because I'm sure there's going to be some guys that are injured and need a replacement. And that's Luis Rengifo, who is actually currently injured right now, but it's only a 10-day IL stint.
Nothing major.
Nothing to cry over, but that 10-day started a couple days ago already, so he should be back.
I'm guessing we're
before
looking
it starts.
Day 4 or 5?
I'm not sure. Something like that, but he should be back like for a couple games, too, before the All-Star game.
Yeah.
And he's having a killer season. He's batting .315. He's got a few home runs under his belt, and he's up there with some of the top batting average leaders in baseball. So, to me, I just don't understand how you don't have him in the All-Star game. His defense, I will admit, at the beginning of the year was a little rough, but he really picked it up the last 2 months. And a guy that, if I was just choosing to put him in over, is Marcus Semien. I really don't understand how Marcus Semien made it. .229. He's got like 12 homers, 40-something RBIs, which, you know, that's up there, the RBIs. And obviously he's got more homers, but like that average, .229 and you're an All-Star? That just doesn't sit right to me.
You're like right above the Mendoza line.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I just don't get it. But that's who I would swap Rengifo with if I had the choice. But
I got to piggyback off of that. I mean, the fact that Rengifo, not only that, he's been just such a solid piece to the Angels.
Yes.
You know, and he's made it known, like you said, the playing speaks for itself.
And looking at the American League, here's their starting nine. Adley Rutschman, Vlad Jr., Jose Altuve, Jose Ramirez, Gunnar Henderson, Aaron Judge, Stephen Kwan, Juan Soto, and Yordan Alvarez. My goodness, that side is stacked.
A lot of heads on that one.
Yeah.
Here, I'll read the National League.
Go for it.
The NL has William Contreras, Bryce Harper, Ketel Marte, Alec Bohm, Trey Turner, Jurickson Profar, Fernando Tatis Jr., Christian Yelich, and Shohei Ohtani as DH.
I got to say, because MLB All-Star voting is fan voting, you Beltway fans, Orioles and Phillies, you guys are strong. Like
they got it going, bro.
You guys almost got Jorge Mateo in the All-Star game, which wild to me.
Dude, what?
So you guys definitely prove your worth as a fan to those teams, because my goodness. And then our representative for the Angels, because every team gets one, is Tyler Anderson. He's going to be one of the pitchers. The rest of the guys you're looking at, this is starters in bullpen. Corbin Burnes, Emmanuel Clase, Garrett Crochet, Logan Gilbert, Clay Holmes, Tanner Houck, Seth Lugo, Mason Miller, Cole Reagans, Tarik Skubal, and Kirby Yates.
For the NL, we got Tyler Glasnow, Ryan Helsley, Jeff Hoffman, Shota Imagana? I know I butchered the
Imanaga.
Hell out of that. Imanaga. Reynaldo Lopez, Chris Sale.
I didn't even know Chris Sale made it. Hell yeah, Chris Sale. I love that, man, because he's obviously, you know, past his prime, as people would say. But he's killing it this year.
He's an OG. I remember when I first got into baseball, he was still in the White Sox. And he had just made that switch, and everybody was losing their minds.
Yeah, from Sox to Sox.
Yeah. Tanner Scott, Paul Skenes. Awesome.
No way you just... Paul Skenes? Paul Skenes.
Skenes. Jeez Louise.
Have you heard of Paul Skenes before this podcast?
Oh, yeah, no. I know he's a Pittsburgh pitcher. Absolutely killing it.
Where did you get Skenes?
I had a little white girl moment. What can I say? Matt Strom.
Well, hold on. I want to stop on that one. No. Not for that reason. I am really stoked that Paul Skenes made the All-Star team because he got called up during the season.
Yeah.
He got drafted last year, also won a College World Series last year, is dating Livy Dunn.
Bro's winning.
And he's already an All-Star. Wild. So congrats, Paul Skenes. And I honestly think they should start him. I think he should be the NL starting pitcher for the All-Star game. Because to me, it's all about entertainment and views. And if you want the most entertaining guy to start the game for the National League, it's Paul Skenes.
Of course. Let me see. Who else we got? Matt Strom, Ranger Suarez. Roberto Suarez, Logan Webb, and Zach Wheeler.
There you go. And that's all the guys for the NL pitching squad. For the AL, I'm not really set on somebody too much to be the American League starter. If I had to pick, I'd go Crochet or Corbin Burns. Yeah. Obviously, Burns, everyone knows his elite status. And Crochet, he's just been killing it on a team that has not been killing it. So... those are the two guys that I would personally choose. And then we talk about the reserves for both teams. Infielders, you got Correa, Devers, Naylor, Paredes, Simeon, and Bobby Witt, along with catchers, Salvador Perez. And where's the outfielders? My goodness, this website is freaking out on me.
That's what I'm saying, bro. It like glitched on me. Here, the NL, the reserves for them, CJ Abrams,
these Pete are the Alonso. Infielders only.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I thought it was all of them.
Oh,
but yeah, go ahead.
Infielders are CJ Abrams, Pete Alonso, Luis Arias, Mookie Betts, Ellie De La Cruz, Freddie Freeman, Ryan McMahon.
The outfielders, Jaron Duran, Riley Green, and Kyle Tucker for the American League. And then the NL, are you on?
NL are Teoscar Hernandez, Jackson Merrill, Heliot Ramos, and Brian Reynolds. Jeez, I cannot English today, guys.
No, you can't.
Dude, fuck.
I do want to say also give a shout out to Cleveland fans because you guys definitely balled out this year with the fan voting as well. Got a few of your guys in there. Congrats. Must feel good to have more than one. And
just one, but it's one.
We still need more than one person to join the Home Run Derby. Still missing three spots. The only people that have entered so far, they've given them the good old thumbs up, I will participate in this derby, is Gunnar Henderson, Marcell Ozuna, Alec Bohm, Bobby Witt, and Pete Alonso.
Dude, you did him dirty. I think he'll put up a fight.
Well, to me, I'm just looking at him, I'm just like, dude, it's Pete Alonso and Marcell Ozuna. Literally, I think they call Marcell Ozuna Oso, and then you got Polar Bear Pete, two bears, bro. Going against some, you know, skinnier guys. Like, Alec Bohm shocks me, for sure. He's having a great year, I'll admit. But in a home run derby? Same with Bobby Witt. And Gunner is up there in the top home run leaders. But I don't know. Just
maybe them. Bohm's just riding out the energy, you know? He's doing good, feeling good. He's like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, why not? I mean, I would too.
I mean, who would you put for the missing spots?
Yeah, we got three missing spots. I'm going to give one, Mobo's going to give one, and then you, the comments, are going to give one.
No.
So, my choice, because he's just so strong and so powerful, and the fact that he hasn't done a derby yet, is Yordan Alvarez. If Yordan does not do a home run derby in his career, that will be the biggest missed opportunity for MLB and baseball ever. Everyone knows how strong this guy is.
Bro is absolute unit.
Yeah.
Made of metal, bro.
So there's my pick.
I'm going to Oscar. Absolutely killing it. I think it was last time we checked 17 home runs.
I don't know.
17, 18. The dude.
But he's killing it.
Oh, yeah.
But I heard from Art that apparently he said he wants to do it. So MLB, all you got to do is ask the guy.
Just send him a text. Hey, you down?
It's not that hard. From the five that are out there right now that are definitely in, the one that I want to win, not who I think, who I want, is probably going to be Bobby Witt. I definitely see him as like a Mike Trout level superstar that will be one of the faces of baseball for the next like 10 years. So I think it'd be cool for him to win a Derby. Who I think is going to win it, not who I want, Pete Alonso. I also think it'd be really cool to see him get the three Pete, not three in a row. Like, his name's Pete. He's already won two. Yeah. There'd be a third one if he wants a three Pete. And yeah, that'd be dope. And he's also built for home run derbies. So I've personally seen him win one in person.
Yeah, forgot about that.
Yeah, in Colorado. He hit the winning home run like 10 rows over my head. Yeah.
Wow.
So who do you think is going to win?
Who do I think is going to win?
Like, based on, like, yeah, this makes sense.
I'm going to say Polar Pete.
Polar, yeah.
Like, legit, he's done it before. He knows, like, I feel like it's ingrained into his, like, flow at this point.
Yeah.
He's twice. Just like, all right, I'm good. Let's go.
All right. Now, not using your brain, using your heart, who do you want to win?
Boom. Let him write it out.
The underdog story.
Yeah. Like you said, the two skinniest people going against the people who are known for hitting home runs. Just,
yeah.
Disgustingly. I mean, why not? Give them a run for their money.
And then, like we said, I want to add Jordan. He wants to add Teoscar. Who do you want to add? That last spot. It's up to the comments. Let us know your thoughts. Who would you like to see in the Derby? Try not to use our answers. Try and get more creative. And Taka, by the way, you know, if you're an OG of the softball games,
y'all know him.
Then y'all know Taka. He was just in town. I went to the Dodger game with him. Which was like 50-50 for me. I was going back and forth on it constantly. But I felt very bummed for him. Because every time Taka visits, he messages all of us individually. He never puts us in a group chat. He always copies and pastes the same message and goes one by one to everybody. And usually we're all like, oh, who got the Taka message? And so we knew he was coming to town for like a month. And all he wanted us to do was go to a game. And I was like, did anybody else even, like, show interest? I asked him. And he said, no, not really.
Aww.
And I was like, damn. Y'all messed up, bro.
I know you had told me about it. I had a birthday party, so I couldn't go. But, I mean, I would have gone. It's Taka.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Art backed out on me. Taka, I wish you would have waited to buy tickets. Because he bought tickets off rip.
Oh.
So I was like, well, that means I have to find somebody because, like, you already bought tickets.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Art was my other somebody. But then he's like, wait, I kept telling you, Art, I know you're listening. I kept saying, let me know. And it took me till me finally looking at tickets and then being like, hey, what do you want to do? And he was just like, oh, I don't want to sit in the Sunong game, so I'm just not going to go. And I was like, Art, you could have told me. Earlier. That would have been nice.
Oh, boy.
But I went to the Tyler Skaggs Foundation showcase game, and we're going to talk about that right after this. But that wrapped up. I got in the car, and Taka was going to the Dodger game that day. And I was like, all right, what's the distance to home? 1 hour. Okay. And I was like, you know what? What's the distance to Dodger Stadium?
Yeah.
And I was like, 30 minutes. Screw it. So I went there, bought my ticket in the parking lot for $30.
Right on.
And I was like, all right, I'm just going to do the first come, first serve standing room, which I also told Taka, I'm like, we can just chill up there. I threw that idea out there because I was like, I don't think anybody else is going to go. And he's like, oh, we want to sit in our seats. I was like, oh, you're not making this easy. But yeah, I got there. I waited. I knew where Taka was sitting because, like I told you, when he told us he was coming, he had already bought tickets. And I was like, oh, there he is. So I went there, and luckily, nobody kicked me out. Nobody claimed the seat, so I was able to sit next to Taka the whole game. Dude, so it worked out. And hopefully next time, I hope more friends will come join us, Taka.
I hope you guys saw at least a W.
We did. He saw Ohtani homer. The Dodgers won like 5-3 or something like that. And he said, I'm going to get this too. He said, oh, Neto knows me? Because we were talking about the time Neto recognized me. And I was like, I mean, he knows me and he knows Dodger film, so I'm sure he knows who you are. And he's like, okay, I'll make you a deal. If Neto says he knows me, I will be Angel fan. And I was like, really? And I was
what?
Like, and I was like, that easy? He's like, I was like, okay, because he left today.
Oh, okay.
Or no, yesterday.
Oh, my
Lord. And I was like, all right, I'll get a video. And if he says yes, you're an Angels fan. He's like, yep. And I was like, all right, hell yeah. And he said he'll buy a Neto jersey if he knows who he is.
That's exactly what I love to hear.
So next time I get on the field, I'm asking Neto. I'm going to be like, look, I got one question for you, and I'm not going to cheat. I'm not going to give him info before. I'm just going to straight off rip, just be like, do you know who Taka is?
Neto, if this hits your algorithm, brother.
Just swipe away really quick.
Just
don't. I don't want to cheat. I don't want to give him like a Taka. Oh, yeah, Taka. Like, I just want it to be right off rip. Like, here's the question. Do you know who Taka is?
Do you?
And he'll either be like, no, or he'll be like, yeah. And so if he does, I want it like legit. I don't want him to be able to cheat or anything like that. So Taka, as soon as I get on the field, I'm looking for Neto and I'm asking him that question. I'm fairly confident he will know who Taka is. I don't understand how he couldn't, because I'm sure Neto watched during the OG days. So I think you're about to be an Angels fan there, Taka.
And get all those jerseys ASAP.
Yeah, I honestly should get one. But the Tyler Skaggs Foundation game, that is something I told you we come back to.
Yep.
It's my second year that I have attended, and it is the fourth year overall for the foundation. It's a really good cause. Showcase, they bring out the best players in Southern California, show them their talents. There's college coaches there watching. They're coached by MLB players. This year was Mike Moustakas. It was Ryan Braun, Ryan Sheriff. And Andrelton Simmons was there, but he wasn't coaching. He was just watching. And Jason Vargas. They were all, I don't know how this happened, but they were all coaching the red team and nobody on the blue team. And I was like,
they just stacked the one team with everybody.
There was a Tim Leary, I believe his name. He was an 88 World Series champion for the blue team.
Yeah.
But after that, I don't think anybody else had like major league experience. I was like, so we just stacked the red team?
Like, that's what I'm saying.
But I think Moustakas was supposed to be on blue team. But I think he just got there. Somebody gave him a red shirt and he's like, okay.
He's like, yeah, why not? Red.
And they were all very cool. And shout out to Bat Boys Baseball. You know, they've been on the podcast before. Mm-hmm. I used one of their classic questions. Can you name the lineup from your MLB debut? Oh,
favorite Bat Boys question.
Moustakas killed it. He was like quick. Simmons and Braun were around the same like kind of speed and remembering what the lineup was. But they all got at least like 7 out of the 9. So they're all pretty good with it. And, you know, it was really fun meeting them. Had some mic'd up moments with Moustakas. We mic'd up some of the players. So I'm sure that video's out by now. So you should go check it out if you haven't already. And I can't wait to go back next year. Thank you, Debbie and Dan Skaggs, the parents of Tyler Skaggs, for doing that event, letting me come out there, do my thing, and support and spread the word of that event. And also thank you to Carly Skaggs, wife of Tyler. I know how much it means to all of you, and it's just a good thing you guys do, and I'm happy to be a part of it. So can't wait for the next one, and can't wait for it to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And the thing I want to know, also, this belt right here, we've talked about it, but we only talked about it from my POV when it was given to me by you, Shorts, Cap, and Art. What was the buildup? And what was, like, the story along the way of making this possible?
Oh, okay. Well, it wasn't too hard to set up. I mean, we knew.
Because I said in, like, March, I was like, oh, I'd really like it. And yeah, I was
you had hinted at it. And, I mean, I knew it was up in the air. I just didn't know if it was going to be executed or not.
I honestly didn't think it was.
So, originally, I think it was 3 people. And then Shorty was like, oh, let me see if I can get somebody else to hop on it. And we got, you know, we got the 4th.
Mm.
And we bought it, like, right before your birthday, too.
It came that fast?
Yeah. I think it came within the week.
Damn.
I believe so. Shortsy was complaining to me about the money, and the method of payment that I gave him was very unacceptable to him.
Did you not Venmo him?
I Venmoed him, and then he's like, no Zelle.
You Venmoed him?
I Venmoed him after I told him that my Zelle wasn't working because his stupid number wasn't working. For some reason, on my end, Zelle wasn't working. I don't understand
first
why.
First of all, why are you on Zelle now? With me, you've always been on Venmo.
Yeah, I know. I have both of them.
Why?
Because it's easy. For some people, I know it's Venmo. For some people, I know it's Zelle.
Venmo's like the iPhone, bro.
I like using Venmo.
Venmo is the top one.
Yeah, exactly. I like using Venmo. People are weird and they like using Zelle, but I mean, to each their own.
Then why'd you try to Zelle Shortsy? Shortsy likes Venmo.
He said Zelle.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
He wanted it and then he didn't get the money. Point in case is that I had to do like a double transaction and he wouldn't pay me up front.
This guy.
And I'm like, all right, then whatever. So it gets in. We start prepping it. I think if I'm right, Art had it. Art brought
it. Well, it was delivered to Shortsy's house.
Yeah.
But I carpool with Shorts every week to softball. So he wanted it nowhere near him.
Yeah.
So in the middle of the week, he dropped it off at Art's house so I wouldn't see it.
Okay. I knew that you, at least day of, bro, was heated.
No, I wasn't.
You looked a little heated.
Not over the nobody getting me the belt.
I thought I was
heated on my performance.
I thought a little bit was about, but I will say this.
You can ask Shortsy. You can straight up ask Shortsy. I literally was not mad about the belt.
Okay.
I said, I literally told him I get it. I was like, bro, it's not like a cheap thing. You just buy at Walmart. Like, I'm like, I understand. Like, if you guys didn't get it.
But I will say this. It was worth seeing the smile you had on your face. You look like a little kid opening it up.
Oh, dude. This stuff.
It was awesome, bro. Because, okay, seeing the performance that you had, I didn't think it was that bad. But I know. You know, we all get frustrated.
It wasn't. But I'm just hard on myself.
I know. We all are. Bro, I'm like slamming the bat behind the scenes. Whenever I like do a pop-up. Or Javi catches my balls. Screw you, Javi.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, I've had worse games. But just that day, I was just frustrated. And I don't know. I just didn't like how I was playing. And so I was kind of upset. But, yeah, nothing about the belt was the reason I was mad. And like I said, you can ask Shortsy.
Yeah.
I told him in the car on the way there.
Nah, but I'm, you know, glad it all worked out. I'm glad we all just came together and we got it. What the fuck?
Yeah.
It was awesome.
I think the only other person that was asked, I don't know how many people were asked total, but I know Kershy was asked. And I know he said, all right, here's how much Shortsy did. And he's like, okay, how much is my cut? And he's like, that is your cut. And then he's like, oh, in that case, hell no. And I was like, all right.
You know what? You're a close homie. I mean, you're a brother at this point. What the fuck? You're an awesome. I would shell out millions for you if I could.
Oh.
If I could, yeah.
Well, thank you. I do admire it. And eventually it'll be hung up like the spinner. Don't know when. It's not just an overnight process.
I would just throw it up there. Just hammer it in. No, I'm kidding. Do not throw a nail through this.
And I want to end on the topic of guilty pleasure. Now, for those of you that don't know what that means, it's just something that like you enjoy, but you don't like to admit.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about guilty pleasure songs because, you know, you could ask your guilty pleasure movie, guilty pleasure song, guilty pleasure show, and I don't really have like a set in stone answer for any of those, but I have finally found my set in stone. This is my answer every single time. Guilty pleasure song.
Oof.
And it's a banger. And I don't care if you make fun of me because it just makes you feel some type of way. You can't be sad when you hear this song. And that is Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield. That song slaps so hard. It is 14 years old, and it still goes just as hard in 2010 in 2024.
I'll say this right now. The new wave of people do not understand what it's like to just release all your inhibitions and just feel the rain on your skin.
Yeah.
Because no one else knows it.
Here's the song. If you don't know what I'm talking about, we can play a limited run of it.
Oh yeah.
And we got to cut it. You know, YouTube copyright. But yes, banger. Always will be.
Oh, that's a good one, bro.
And they still update the music video till this day. So I was blasting it with Shortsy on PlayStation Party. And I see in the description, tour dates. And I'm like, Natasha Bedingfield touring in 2024? I'm like, there's no way. So I click on it, and it takes me to a Meghan Trainor link. And I'm like, oh, is she an opener for Meghan Trainor? I was like, bro, I will buy the cheapest ticket just to see Natasha Bedingfield and then leave. I will not stay for Meghan Trainor.
I felt like that when I saw Muse with a really good friend of mine, and we saw Evanescence perform right before. They're the ones that sing Bring Me the
Wake Me Up. Wake me up inside. I can't wake up.
You guys get it. They sing that song. That's what it felt like, bro. I only knew the one song from them. I didn't know anything else.
I think I know one other song from Evanescence. I don't remember it. I'll have to look right after this. But yeah. So they're going to the Kia Forum, Meghan Trainor, Natasha Bedingfield, like right before I leave for Germany. And I was like, I might. For like, honestly, to hear Unwritten and Screw It, Pocket of Sunshine.
Why not?
Pocket Full of Sunshine. I'll be there. Like, everyone's going to be like, that guy just leave? Yeah, he did.
Megan's about to come. Oh, okay, cool.
Oh, Meghan Trainor. Yeah. Well, yeah, all about that bass.
I'm beating traffic. Move.
But yeah, I might do it.
I think you should. Why not?
Screw it. To hear it live?
I would.
Like, and I got the confirmation because I looked on the tour thing. It says like Axe and obviously Meghan Trainor. Yeah. And then it said Natasha Bedingfield. I'm like, oh, she has to be her opener. And I'm like, hell yeah, screw it. Let's go. And like I said, tickets aren't that expensive, so why not?
If only the guilty song that I like was so cheap.
Do you have a guilty pleasure song?
Oh, yeah. It's been scratching. Like, you know, a song that just scratches like that part of your brain where you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Dark Fantasy TikTok audio. Yeah.
That one. for me, not going to lie, it's been Telephone. Lady Gaga and Beyonce.
How does it go again? I know the song.
Stop calling. So the reason it's like, dude, it's been on repeat too as of late. I keep getting these TikToks where it's a bunch of rappers, musicians, producers working behind the scenes, filming how it goes about as they make music. And the one I got, and I went down the rabbit hole, was that song Telephone.
Yeah.
Because I think I'm probably totally wrong because I'm believing TikTok. Mm-hmm. Beyonce did her part off rip. Mm-hmm. But the producer Dark Child and Lady Gaga was like a year they spent just fixing on the one song.
Jesus.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was generational, might I say.
Mm. Well, let us know in the comments your guilty pleasure song and all the other stuff we asked. Let us know in the comments as well. Like this video, subscribe and all that good stuff, because we want all of y'all to keep building this community over here at Off the Field. We want to hear from you. We want to just keep growing. We love doing the podcast, and we want to see it grow to its biggest potential.
Let's get it going.
Which Mo and I definitely see a big vision for this, and we want everybody to help us with that. We want to stay connected with all of you, and I hope you enjoy the earlier episodes. It's the first run at it. I'm sure most of you want to keep it, considering the Instagram voted 90%.
I feel like at this point, it's probably 99% when we go back.
Yeah, dude. But y'all are the best. We'll see you in episode 77. You can catch the audio now at 7 a.m. on Thursdays.
Ladies and gentlemen, the video goes up 7 a.m. on Fridays.
All right, that's everything. Have a good day, and we are going to see you in the next one.